1340 96.5 KVGC and around the world at KVGCradio.com. It is a Monday, the 24th day of April for 2017. Here's what's going on in local news. Well, the Calaveras County Planning Department released a 20-page draft ordinance late Friday that would ban commercial cultivation of cannabis. The document is in response to a directive from the County Board of Supervisors earlier this year. If the draft ordinance becomes law, it will prohibit, to the maximum extent allowed under state law, with limited exceptions, the commercial, medical, and recreational cultivation, manufacture, testing, distribution, transportation, and storage of cannabis in order to preserve the public peace, health, safety, and general welfare of the citizens of Calaveras County and the environment. The new ordinance would also deem anyone who violates it guilty of a separate offense for each day a violation is committed, continued, or permitted. The fine would be $1,000 per day until the grow is eradicated and verified by an enforcement officer. The draft ordinance also has a section stating it doesn't apply to non-commercial cultivation of recreational cannabis by people 21 or older and non-commercial cultivation of medical cannabis by people 18 or older, provided they grow no more than 6 plants indoors per private residence. The Board of Supervisors will now review and make any changes or recommendations before the document undergoes a 45-day public review period. According to estimates, if implemented, the draft ban could eliminate from 200 to 500 businesses that would have been licensed under a regulatory program.
Well, a busy weekend for amateur emergency personnel yesterday with two auto accidents within just a few minutes of each other. A few hours of each other. According to CHP, at about 1:30 in the afternoon, a vehicle traveling west down Ridge lost control, crossed the road, and slammed into a dirt berm on the eastbound side. Now, the vehicle came to rest heading in the opposite direction in a drainage ditch with the driver and a small dog briefly trapped inside the vehicle. Now, the driver was checked by medical personnel on scene and was released. Now, the second incident took place later in the afternoon on 88 near Eggeman Lane. CHP reports the accident was a head-on with serious injury with Metaflight required. Now, the names of those involved and details of the accident have not yet been released.
Melanie Crowell's trial will go on as scheduled. A motion by Deputy District Attorney Brad Jones to postpone her trial for another 4 weeks was denied by Calaveras County Superior Court Judge Grant Barrett. Crowell's counsel, Jeff Seaton, said there was not enough reason to delay the trial any longer than May 3rd. Crowell is charged with killing her son, Rocky Scarfo, in the family's marijuana garden in August of 2015.
And the Calaveras Unified Educator Association may sue the Calaveras Unified School District if they don't come up with the money to reduce class sizes. According to reports, the union's attorney are considering filing a writ of mandate, asking the courts to take a close look at the district's use of K-3 funds, that's kindergarten through third grade. Now, they claim the fund should be used to reduce class sizes, and it isn't. District officials and attorneys, however, say the funds are being used properly. They also say that diverting where that money is currently spent may result in more budget problems for the district.
And the Amador Court-Appointed Special Advocate Program will hold a training session today. The CASA program pairs adult volunteers with children who are going through a court process due to abuse or other situations. Volunteers are trained to work as advocates for children, to build a relationship with them and give them a reliable and consistent adult who works to ensure the child receives the services and resources allowed them. Now, for more information, you can call John Stettler this morning at 257-1980. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday, the 24th day of April. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.